I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, and there's always something wrong with it. Something isn't there.
I mean, can never get it right. I just can never get it right.
Hopefully, at this point, people, I mean, they don't accept it, but just, like, also please accept it, because this is who
we're just being ourselves, our true selves, and my name is Summer Mary.
So, Mary's had some wine tonight.
we've
just been going a little stir crazy, I think it is, and we've been, instead of saying our words, we've been singing them, but we'll do you guys a solid and try not to do that as much as possible tonight.
I will not promise that hat. I feel really punchy right now. I'm so sorry.
Okay, well, how are you?
Oh, I feel great. I'm 1 week as Summer Mary. I feel alive. I walked the Golden Gate Bridge today. Just keeping busy. Nice. Keeping busy.
That sounds great. I mean, I'm...
And by busy, I just try to hit my 10,000 steps a day. Hit 17 the last two. 17,000.
Just dropping, just dropping. Pretty soon you're going to turn sideways and it's going to be, oops, a crack in the floor. And you're going to fall right through it.
I can only hope so. I can only hope so that one day I would fall through a crack in a wall because I was floor. Oh my God. Because I was so skinny. I don't think that will ever happen. But we can, you know, it's about being a dreamer. Today I was talking about winning the lottery. And, like, I just thought the best part about buying a lottery ticket is, like, you know you're not going to win. But to dream that you could win.
Well, not with that attitude, you're not going to win.
Well, guess what? You gotta play to win.
Yeah.
My friends, I'm like, hey, do you even play? And they're like, no. I go, you know what? I know at my liquor store, the machine's down. The lawn machine's down because I play.
I don't even know what's... I feel like we've really taken a left turn here, and I'm not really even sure what's happening. But, great.
Just, you got to play to win the lottery, guys. You got to play to win. Don't say I want to win the lottery and not play.
So, one thing I wanted to ask you is, how do you feel this week with no Beverly Hills, no New York? Like, this is... We're in unprecedented times right now, right? Like,
it felt weird. I go, so wait, what do we have to watch? And I was like, okay, so we got to watch Below Deck. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to Top Chef tomorrow night, finale. Mm-hmm. It's between Melissa, Stephanie, and Brian. Let's just talk about that for a second.
Okay.
I want Melissa to go all the way. I feel like she's so poised. Like, her energy is so soothing and calm. And I feel like she has a really great technique. Stephanie's an underdog. It'd be awesome if she won. But then I like Brian. Like, I don't know.
Brian, I feel it's – so Brian either needs to be voted out next, like he gets third place, or he has to win because he cannot be on three different seasons as the runner-up. Like, can you imagine what – I just
– what that would do to his ego.
Yeah, you know, I just think – but I would also – I also don't think that they would give it to Stephanie because Stephanie doesn't have a restaurant. Unless she's
just a private chef.
Yeah. And I really like Stephanie. I think this is a really strong final three. I mean, Stephanie really came out from nowhere. I was sad the first time that Kevin left because I thought that he went out on, you know, restaurant roars is always really hard. But I wasn't sad to see him leave last week.
No, he just, I feel like he cooks like a lot of beef and a lot of pork. And I mean, I wouldn't mind going to one of his restaurants, but, I feel like he doesn't have, like, as much variety as the others.
I mean, they're all very talented. It just was more like when he left, also, it was okay.
Also, guys, we've never tasted any of their food. But actually,
Melissa, I've gone to some restaurants. I go to Top Chef restaurants. Not any of these three, but there is a Voltaggio. I've gone to... the other Michael Voltaggio's restaurants before.
Oh, okay.
But I have not been. So I went to Ink when it was open, and it was fine. It was fine. But they have a seafood place in Santa Monica that's like next on my list.
Okay.
My friend did a to-go order from there because, you know, like restaurants are just slightly starting to open now. And he said it did not do as well as to-go. And I can't imagine a fish sandwich would.
I think I'm struggling. I struggled with that. There's a lot more places open now, but there's many things that you have to eat at the restaurant, like a burger that will be compromised in the transition. You can't compromise the food.
You know, it's interesting. I wonder if Padma's spot on the show is opening up because it feels like you could really take it over. Padma has a new show coming out on Hulu, by the way.
Oh, someone sent me the trailer and I was laughing so hard. She's like, oh, that crunch. I just can't stand the woman. I don't know why.
Wow.
This is too salty. I do like that she's like speaking Italian. I'll give her that.
I think she speaks like four or five different languages. Like, no, I find.
And she's like really pretty. And
so basically, you're a hater because she's hot. She's hot and educated.
No, I wouldn't hate you for that. That's cool.
It's cool to be smart and attractive.
Yeah, that's cool.
I enjoy it. I think it's fun. And I think I love Padma's, like, snark. Like,
She'll be like, now why didn't you put the salt on before we tasted it?
Like when they asked like Brian Malarkey on like the past episode, they were like, so did you mean to make the ice cream curdled? And he's like, I absolutely did. Like Kelly Clarkson was like, oh, okay. And Pat was just laughing because she knows, like, absolutely not, you know?
I'm really looking forward to this finale.
Me too.
So we have Top Chef this week. I did watch Million Dollar Listing LA. I've watched that forever. They're just, the Joshes are funny. They went down to La Jolla this week and they got this really cool house that is like $30 million. It's like very futuristic house, I would say. And so that was entertaining. And what else was on this? Oh, Vanderpump Rules reunion. Do you want to talk about that? Well, should we just update ourselves with what's going on? You were right, Courtney. You called it. You called it a little bit earlier than you expected.
She did not follow my PR plan. But so Stassi basically announced. So Stassi hires a PR team, I want to say Friday. She hires a PR team on that Friday. They hire paparazzi to take shots of her and Beau out and about. Which to me is like, this is clearly staged because Stassi's rarely ever photographed in public in general, that it's like, you know, Us Weekly and it's, oh, star, or, you know, that kind of thing. So, like, they clearly hired these paps. She's wearing, like, a huge sweater. It's been, like, 90 degrees in LA, but sure, wear a large cardigan and whatever. And then Saturday morning, it's announced that Stassi is pregnant.
Stassi is with child, and it came out this week that she is due the first week of January, which puts her at 10 or 11 weeks, because Cordy and I had a major discussion about this. We were like, is she like 5 weeks pregnant? Like, we were so nervous. Like,
I thought it was kind of gross that she announced it to clearly like get the bad press off of her, right? Like, I'm so, hey, that is what Stassi's wanted. She wanted to be a mom, whatever. That's awesome. Like, congrats that you're pregnant. It's, to me, a little bit gross to get the attention off of you for, like, your actions and what's happened and being fired and then announcing that.
She's definitely trying to change the narrative.
Definitely.
But it's not working. Her podcast is, like, completely canceled. The podcast tour is canceled. People are getting their money back from that. I mean, I can't imagine that the second book is going to go through. She's just going to be, like, trying to sell stuff like to Us Weekly tabloid stories.
Yeah, well, and it's also interesting too, because people like think she's faking a pregnancy and like, why would she do that? And is she gonna announce a miscarriage and blah, blah, blah? And
I hope not.
I would hope people would not do that. And people are like, well, it's the same crisis PR firm that did with Lindsay Lohan. And when she had the miscarriage, she announced she was pregnant and had the miscarriage on that Oprah series. But, and if you guys recall, that was Rand.
Oh, my gosh, everything just comes.
But I actually think that Lindsay Lohan was also pregnant and literally did have a miscarriage. Like, she wasn't treating herself well, you know?
I just really hope that people aren't making up pregnancies and miscarriages for sympathy, because that's gross. A little too far for me.
Yeah, and also within the news of, like, why Jax hasn't been fired. And here's the thing. So I think we should maybe talk about all this and then go into VPR reunion stuff. But, like, so Lance Bass, who officiated the wedding, is business partners with Jax for Just Add X. Sorry, it's very much, I don't understand that. But anyways, he went on, go ahead.
Really quickly, so the Just Add X is an alcoholic beverage.
I thought it was a mixer. I think we've had this conversation before and I've never cared enough to actually look it up, because neither of us would ever buy that.
Right. Okay.
So Lance, I think he has his own podcast. And so he
did a podcast this week.
Yeah. So do you want to tell a little bit more about it?
No, I just know, like, on the podcast, he was basically like, yeah, I think Jax will be gone pretty soon.
He thinks he should be fired.
Yeah, and that he has cut ties with him. And then Jax's person,
Lori KPR,
was like, No, we haven't cut ties with Lance Bass. Like, it was conflicting and super weird.
And then Lance's husband was tweeting, and you guys can probably still find the tweets. I doubt he's deleted them, but he's basically saying, like, we've always known Jax is an asshole, and Lance has had multiple conversations with him about, like, what his actions are. And he's like, and then as he's like, Lance doesn't watch this show. Like, every time Lisa asks him to film, there's like five times that he's said no to her. So it's like one out of six times he'll say that he'll film. And he basically was saying, like, it sounds like Lance got into business with Jax for Just Add X because Lisa wanted him to. Like, I think that Jax said something to Lisa when Tom happened and was like, why did you give them a bar? And she was like, oh, let me set you up with Lance and you guys can have some sort of venture. Like, I honestly think she set that up.
It seems just like a very odd pairing and like a very weird product for both of them also. It just like,
yeah. Well, Lance has a bar in WeHo called Rocco's. So oh, I didn't know yeah, that. So it doesn't surprise me. And Lance has said that he's known Jax for about 15 years. So he's known Lisa for 10 and he's known Jax for about 15 years. But not on a level of where like Jax would come over to his house and hang out. Like it was just like maybe like acquaintances. Maybe Lance knew John from Miami.
Dun, dun, dun! And
Jax was, you know, quote-unquote roommates with John, so maybe that's how they know each other. We don't really know. But anyways, Lance is basically saying that Jax should be fired. And you know what? He should be fired. He's transphobic. He's homophobic. He's made racist remarks. He's a whore. Like, just view his Twitter, which is, like, so funny to me because his Twitter is now, like, clean. Like,
I don't think that they... I think what Bravo's going to do is, like, they're going to say, VPR is done. We are starting a new show, TomTom, and they're going to take who they want. And Brittany and Jax are not going to be in the equation. I think there's going to be a lot of people not in the equation.
So today, too, it was announced that Peter from Below Deck has been fired because he posted a really inappropriate, disgusting story on Instagram. And basically...
You guys, this was literally... I sent it to Courtney and I was like, I feel really uncomfortable sending this to you. Like, I was like, I feel dirty. Like, after I sent it, I was like, I feel really dirty.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, we can, I was like.
Like, people wanted it and we literally, like, I had to post being like, I will not, like, we're not going to post this. We're not going to perpetuate. It's so disgusting and
That has to be against the Instagram guidelines too, right?
I mean, it could have been pulled down. I have no idea. I would assume so. It was super inappropriate and just. Made me think, what the fuck? Like, excuse my language, but like, what in your right mind, why would you think of posting anything like that? Like, it's so gross. And this is the first time that Bravo's taken action so fast, like so fast that I was like, okay, that's the right way to do it. My problem with Bravo though is like, here's the thing. If you're going to fire Stassi and Kristen because what they did was wrong, right? So they should have been fired when it happened. 2 years ago. So if we're going to fire people for their retroactive comments, like retroactively, you're getting fired because you did this, then everybody else needs to go. Like, we don't make the rules, but like, if you're going to set that standard, then you need to do it across the board. Like, Jack should go. Honestly, Kelly Dodge should go. Like, Brandy should go. That's probably why they're re-editing Real Housewives of Beverly Hills right now to give her a smaller role. Like, it's one of these things that if you're going to set a standard for that, then follow through with the rest. And besides Peter, I've also noticed, too, is, like, this also really lies heavy on the women. Like, if you just notice people in, like, right now that are, you know, stepping down or being let go or whatnot, like, a bunch of these, it's really fully, like, mostly women. And I just don't feel like the men are, held to the same standards. That's another day, another thing. But, like, I just feel that it's, like, why are we protecting Jax? I think he's actually worse than Stassi and Kristen, and it really bothers me that there's been nothing about it.
But I think they're going to take such a different direction, and that's – the direction's going to be, like, they don't even have to fire Jax.
But we want to see it.
That show's not going to be happening. That's what I think.
Yeah, but I think but if that's the truth, then it's, like – people want to see that, though. I feel like it's kind of like they want to see, like, action, right? Like, you're firing Peter. Great. That's shit that he literally did yesterday. Thank you for taking swift action on it. Like, it's also, like, same with MTV. Like, last week they fired D, like, right away, right? But then this week, yesterday, they also announced that they fired Alex from Siesta Key, whose dad is the executive producer of the show. And it's, like, these the reason he was fired was, again, for comments before the series even started.
Right, right.
And so, and it's like, first off, that entire cast is trash. They're all trash.
I don't watch that show.
No, but I mean, just like TV behavior. Like, Chloe's had an incident where she's saying the N-word, and even though she's been really active with, like, BLM, and it's like, okay, I don't know what's going on with that. Like, Polly, who's this piece of shit cousin of Alex's, like, he's, like, really problematic, and it's like a lot of that cast is problematic in general. But it's like, okay, so again, we're doing retroactive. So if you're gonna fire Alex, then you know what, there's probably a whole slew of people on MTV that should go too. So if you're gonna set that as a standard, again, you need to follow through on that. It's not fair to just decide who you want to fire and who you want to keep around due to what ratings are. But that's also where
I think reality TV is going to be very different. Well, first of all, who knows when we can film again? But I think that people are going to... It will be interesting how people act on camera after... I think people are going to be scared to say things that maybe, like, would be, like, super insightful and educate people. Because...
Do you know what I'm saying? No, I think you think, like, people are going to, like, think twice. Which, you know what? Good for... They should, right? Like, realistically.
Absolutely.
But it's also... What I think, too, but is, like, what we've heard is, like, Vanderpump Rules is that... Okay, Vanderpump Rules, that we've heard a lot of the editors, a lot of the producers covered up the behavior of this. So, like, people... Things that we're hearing, like, we're not even... We're probably not even privy to, like, 75% of the bad things that have happened. And so, it's, like, are producers going to, like, stand in for... It just all depends. All these people that are reality show people are, like, human pawns for a network. We're pawns because we watch this shit and then we record about it. Like, it's all about ratings and it's all about all that. And so that's, like, this business aspect. But it's like, there are people that are out there that aren't problematic in being racist, bigots, homophobes, transphobes. Like, there are people out there. Just find them. And again, we mentioned it last week, like, change how you educate these people and let them know, like, hey, you need to check your social media. Hey, you need to understand, like, diversity. Like, you need... They need to be preparing them, because you can still be a shitty person, but on the right side of things.
Right.
That's, and again, I'm sure people are probably like, here goes Courtney again. But, like, you know, I just feel like there's something that Bravo owes it to its viewers to not, like, when you're not firing Jax, regardless of the show comes back, it's like, why? Like, you know, you can't make these statements about, like, oh, Bravo's for, like, it's Pride Month and we're all about inclusivity and blah, 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 all this stuff. And then, like, not fire people who are problematic in the sense of, like, yeah, exactly what we're celebrating this month.
Right.
Right?
Oh, it is. It will be very interesting this summer. What is more to come? I think there are going to be way more firings. And I think that reality TV is really going to change a ton.
Yeah, I mean, this week, too, is Tamara's, like, that... So, this Kelly Dodd video has resurfaced from before she was even on Housewives. So, this is, like, years ago, 2016, maybe 2015, I'm not sure. And basically, it's, like, a video of her saying, like, I don't even know any black guys. Like, I don't like black guys or something like that. Whatever she said. And so now that video is obviously circulating around, and then Tamara had to weigh in. And she's like, that's disgusting. She should be fired. I'm like, Tamara, real interesting coming from you.
I would be so scared to see Ryan, Tamara's son's Instagram right now.
No, he's frightening. But it's also like, Tamara, you called your Mexican husband a slur that said that he feels very comfortable in Mexican restaurants because XYZ, right? Like, you're the inventor of Naked Wasted. Like, Tamara, shut up. Like, yeah. Even if you got Kelly Dodd fired and she gets off the show, which honestly I think is actually going to happen. I think something's going to happen within that. But it's like, you wouldn't be the replacement.
Wait, then, I know. She's like, can't get past it. And then, like, her and Vicky actually went out this week together and are, like, pretending that they have a new show coming out together, like, them two. Like, and
maybe, created, maybe, directed, produced by us,
like, on YouTube. I'm so curious what it actually is, but it's like, they just can't walk away gracefully. They can't be a Tinsley.
Somebody's got to pay for that Cut Fitness overhead.
Thirsty.
It's thirsty. It's a mess. I also have to comment that the cameo that you got for your girlfriend for her bachelorette from Shannon Bedore was Shannon Storms Bedore, as she goes by now, was one of the most hilarious things I've seen.
You guys, that was 3 minutes long. And it was worth every freaking penny. It was freaking amazing. Shannon, literally, she's talking to this coat, and we're like, okay. She's like being super honest and silly. And then she takes off the coat, and she is wearing the actual green glitter skirt, I mean glitter shirt from Ireland. I was like, what an iconic piece of Anne Taylor Loft.
I mean, it was amazing. And, you know, Mary put, we're on Cameo now too. And Mary's been doing a lot of cameos in her Goodbye Kyle shirt, her Summer Mary outfit, just taking some notes from Shannon Bedore.
I am. You gotta wear costumes for these things.
There, I mean, it's a full out, you know, yes. It's an experience, if you will.
Other news this week is that Ava is gone from Atlanta.
Ava, yep.
She said that, you know, she's kind of like taking on a different cause. But do you think she was asked to leave?
Yes, I think she was asked to leave. Which, again, I don't feel like it's fair when you're a housewife and you're pregnant. Like, it's just you need an off season because you're really freaking boring. And that's, yeah. That goes across. I mean, granted, again, Teddy's boring always, but definitely pregnant, as Sutton told us. Like, you're trying to, like, take care of yourself so you can't be as involved and thinks you should get the season off. That's how I feel. And then you can come back because then she was going off in the reunion and it was almost like, oh, we didn't get to see any of this during the season. Maybe her husband is also running for office again. And he doesn't want Eva on the show, and he doesn't want to deal with that because it takes away probably from, like, the seriousness of running for office. But I do think she was let go, and I think that Bravo is now handling things a little different. Like, it's like, you know, when Tinsley left, they gave her, like, this glowing goodbye. When Eva left, like, they put on the Bravo Instagram, like, a goodbye to Eva. So, like, I think that they're actually trying, maybe this is a new thing where they're actually empowering the housewives that leave as opposed to, like, that
you're have it fired.
Yeah, unless they, like, the housewife, like, deserve to be fired. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, like they didn't give a goodbye to Leanne.
Right, because she didn't deserve that. So also, though, so basically all the letters for Atlanta this week have gone out, right? So there's rumors that NeNe might not have been asked back as full-time because she also, what did she tweet today? I was like, oh, geez, interesting. Where is it gone already? Somebody posted it in our Facebook group. I don't know what it was, but it was basically like, this isn't the last of me. Like, you'll hear from me. I was like, okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I'm thinking NeNe's not coming back or was asked as like in a friend role.
Kind of like the Vicky
stuff. Oh, she wrote, you are not going to get away with this. I promise.
I'd be scared.
I know. I mean, remember when she choked Kim Zolciak in a parking lot? We didn't even get to see that. We just had to read about it. Like, remember when she pushed pregnant Portia and then sent a producer to the hospital?
Yeah.
Remember when Ryan Murphy fired her off her show and then she had to come crawling back to Atlanta? That's neither here nor there. Anyways.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Okay. Anything before we're going to do VPR. We're going to talk a little Below Deck. And then we're going to talk the first episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills ever, which was so fantastic. Mm-hmm. Anything else you are like watching this week? I watched some good things. I watched 13th on Netflix, which gave me a lot of to think about, a lot of facts. I almost feel like I need to watch it again. And now I'm also watching LA 92, which is all about Rodney King in LA and
the 92 riots. Yep.
It is insane. I'm about 30, 40 minutes in, and I just, like, I had to take a little break because mm-hmm. it's super intense. I will watch the whole thing. I'm just trying to culture myself a little bit.
Yeah, educate. I agree. I've been watching so I had watched the first season and then fell off, and so I've been watching Dear White People, which is
it looks funny. The preview looks funny.
It's also, I mean, honestly, it's really educational, too. Like, I'm glad that both of us are trying to still, like, you know, like, we're we're educating ourselves and trying to make sure that we're like better allies, like we mentioned last week, you know? And so it's just interesting watching the show. So I started it over because I had watched the first season, like when it came out. So I rewatched it again, and it's just, so it started in 2017. It's based off of a movie, but then they turned it into a Netflix series. And the things that are happening there are still relevant to like what's going on now. And it's just, it's a really good show, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm on the second season now. I've binged through that again. So that's what I've been watching.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I also started to 90 Day Fiance the other way because, still got to have some trash in there. Mm-hmm. And it's just, there's this one couple, and it's Armando, and I cannot remember what his boyfriend's name is. And it is like the sweet, I really am enjoying them. It's like last season they tried to give us Erica and Stephanie as the first, gay couple that's on this show. And I just feel like it didn't go that well. And then this season is like the first gay couple that I feel is like, I thought that last season that there was a show and they were like one of the girls was pretending and whatnot. But this season I'm really involved in this storyline. I need to know what happens next.
I also, do you watch Jersey Shore still?
I do here and there.
Oh, yeah. So, like, it was the wedding and the girls all got booed. So that was kind of an interesting.
Oh, so did they do the whole speech?
Yeah. And then just like the crowd just starts booing and booing and booing. And they were trying to do like a roast of her, but it was kind of just like.
It went too far, right?
It fell flat. It was like, it wasn't even funny.
Like, didn't they say, like, you're the dump to our Staten Island or something? Like, if someone called me a dump at my wedding.
It was just like, it was not, it was not good. So, that's okay. Basically what I've been watching. Guys, I do want to say, and this has helped me a lot this summer. All 1 week of summer. You guys need to go to morelabs.com/TJG, morelabs.com. Use the code TJG. You'll get 20% off all their products. They have the Liquid Focus. It sounds like I'm on it right now because I'm woo! They have the Morning Recovery. So have all your wine. You drink the Morning Recovery before you go to bed. And they also have this new product that I'm obsessed with, Dreamwell. So go to the website. I've never steered you wrong. morelabs.com/TJG, 20% off. TJG is the code, and you can try all three of those products. They're selling them all together, and it's called Life Hack. So check them out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TBT cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Way products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free. With Way, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Great. So do you want to talk, should we just do finish out VPR? Because this is, fingers crossed, the last episode we'll ever see from Vanderpump Rules.
So it's really like kind of weird. So we are committed to season one on our Patreon and we only have 2 episodes left. So it's been really hard for me to watch anything Vanderpump Rules.
I agree.
All this stuff happened. And I could not believe Jax. Like, he's like, Andy, I feel so attacked. You come so hard on me. And then Andy's like, literally, Jax, you don't even watch the show.
Do you believe that?
I do. I think he cannot sit through it because it's, you know, like.
But they used to make fun of Sheena for only fast forwarding and watching her scene. So I just don't believe that Jax doesn't watch it.
You know, when you've like had a night out and maybe you like don't remember the whole night. And then like the next day, everyone's like telling you what you do and you're like mortified.
Yeah.
That's him. That's his sober life. That is his daily life. He's mortified by his sober action. Well, I mean, we don't really know if they're sober anyways, but
his brain's this brain, do you know?
You know, and I seriously think he can't sit through it. And also, like, his narcissistic side, too. Like, he's just like, I'm so much better than this. I'm not going to waste my time watching this. Like, how could you not watch this?
I recommend
you. You're literally paid to watch this.
And he's the highest paid cast member. The highest paid. I think he makes like $25,000 an episode.
Unreal.
And I highly recommend everybody go read. It's on GQ.com. And it's titled The Number One Guy in the Group. And it's this whole article all about Sandoval. And it's so good. It's just so good.
And then it's like one of the quotes is Peter's like, yeah, Sandoval really changed up my style. Like now I wear blue pants.
No, he was basically saying like, yeah, Sandoval is so much himself that he let me be my true self. And so I used to only wear black. And now I've incorporated blue pants into my wardrobe because of Sandoval. It's like, wow, Peter, blue pants. Can't wait to see those. Like, wow. Like really in touch with you. He's like, you know. Very masculine. And it was like said, like completely straight face. It's just a really good article. But it was like, Jax is just so infuriating. Like watching him, it's like, do you ever, it's like, I used to get this with like Tamar where it's like, it's not even fun to hate you anymore. It's like, you're so infuriating that you make me want to come through the screen and like, just, like shake him, you know? Like, and it's not, it's, there's fun villains and then there's people like this that just don't get it.
Yeah, like Sutton's a fun villain. I would say, though, I think the most interesting thing that came out of this third part was that they were like, Jax literally ran, set up an appointment for you, paid for it, and you just didn't show up to this therapist. Like, Rand was trying to help you, which, God bless that man's heart. I think
why he really is Rand paying for it, though? Because Jax paid $100,000 for the wedding?
I think it's just like, hey, you know what, buddy? Like,
yeah.
This is this person I want to set you up with. Go and you can kind of, you know, start getting together that sprained head of yours.
Well,
and then I liked how Andy asked, like, Ariana, what do you think about Jack's mental illness?
And I think what he wanted for Ariana to say was like, yeah, I was really offended when he tried to call out my depression and then he's claiming he has mental illness. And instead, it's like, this is why Tom and Ariana are such good people. Is like, Ariana was like, I hope you do get the help. Like, I go to therapy and like, it's helped me. Like, instead of her turning it into like an F you, Jax, for make like not saying that my case is like serious or whatnot, like she was like, no, like you really should take care of it. Like she was so earnest in saying, like, we care about you. I also love too the progression of this episode of Ariana, who was like buzzed in the beginning, to like full wasted at the end. But when they showed that Jax montage, when he's like, guys, I'm a work in progress. And they showed from every single reunion him saying that. I'm like, this is why he's a narcissist. He's a sociopath.
Go to move. 100%. Apologize. Yeah. He literally admitted to apologizing and not really meaning it. He's like, Andy, haven't you done that when you say you don't care about something? Or like you go just apologize because you want to be done with it and like move on.
It was such like, a Luann. No. Not really. Luann says that, but it was like, this is like why he needs to be like off our screen, is because he's just not a good person. Like I just cannot stand him. I don't know if I can even speak on it anymore because I get so irrationally angry. And well, the fact that Brittany is, he's literally rubbing off on Brittany when Stassi said, Jax, we're like all scared of you because we can't say anything to you without hurting Brittany. And when Brittany turned her head at one point and had her hair covering covering her face as if like, I'm not here, y'all. Kingsley, get over here and pet me and let me pet you. Like she, and then when she.
No, but even that point, like them not getting the dog sitter and like them just like they're above the rules. They're above the law. They're above like. They clearly said, everyone, get rid of your pets for the day. We cannot have, like, those distractions and the noises. And they just don't follow the rules.
No, they don't
like,
care.
That's just, like, a little tidbit.
And then when Brittany even said, when they were, like, trying to talk to Jax, and they were all trying to talk to him, like, again, very earnestly. And Brittany goes, I guess our friends just don't love us. Like, they just don't love us. I'm like, oh, my God, you are a gaslighter, too. Like, this is – you're literally proving Stassi's point. Like, when you say that, oh, you need to respect him because he's my husband, it's like, he doesn't respect you. And no, I don't. Because he doesn't respect me either. Why should I have to give respect to somebody who doesn't deserve it? Respect is earned.
And then it was also really weird. So then there was like the moment with Dana and Sheena. And Dana got like super emotional because the whole medium thing. And then of course Jax.
Did you tear up? I teared up.
Oh, yeah. I felt horrible for her. Like, she lost her mom, and then she doesn't have a relationship with her dad. And essentially, Jax is in the exact same position. But hearing him talk about it was so infuriating because I'm like,
yes.
Like, I feel like Dana tried to have a relationship with her mom. Exactly. And, like,
and her she dad, just, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, we don't know that story at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
but Jax just cut like, his mom off, like, as opposed to, like, trying. Like, he wanted her to, they're just the worst. And, like, I think hopefully, fingers crossed, when they're not asked back next season, like, that they figure out, like I never thought that Stassi and Bo would go on Marriage Boot Camp, but Jax and Brittany 100% would.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Like, WeTV is probably, WeTV is probably literally just peering over the fence at their house, waiting to hear that they've gotten fired.
Okay. Taylor Armstrong was on that with her mom? No.
Yes.
Alexis Bellino.
Oh, Alexis Bellino with her mom. I want to say Taylor Armstrong was on it, though, with her current husband, like, maybe a few years ago.
I don't know why I thought she was on it.
I think she might have been.
What other housewives have been on that?
I mean, Tamara might go on it at some point. I don't know. But I also think, so people have also said, like, why haven't they been fired? And so also we heard that Brittany's mom is in ICU for a surgery gone bad. And so hopefully, and honestly, sending positive vibes, hope everything, like, goes well, because we're not wishing ill will in that sense, right? But that's why people also think that the firing has maybe been paused, but I don't think Bravo's going to do anything.
I guess time will tell. Any other, like, things at the reunion that stood out to you?
I just thought, it was like, okay, if Lala's camera was driving me nuts in the sense that it was on an angle.
Oh.
And it was, like, bothering me that the whole room was, like, the other way. And I
was focused on her boobs the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, I thought she looked great. But I don't need her back.
I love that haircut on her, actually. I like, want my hair to look like that. Could I do that? That blunt?
We'll chat about that later.
So that's a no.
No, I'm not saying that. Just, you know. I just think that this show, like, has to be done. And I think that I hated Lisa the way she spoke to Danica, where she's like, I can't have someone on my... Now, Danica's put her hands on people twice now in a Vanderpump restaurant, so no, that's not okay. But it's like when she's like, you can't be on the floor, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you literally employ Jax.
Danica's the Kristen.
No, I just think she totally is. You're so right. I also just think that Lisa is so...
Can't stand her.
She is so privy to let the boys get away with everything and holds the girls at such higher standards. And when she said to Danica, like, let's be clear, too, Danica's a floor manager, which is like, okay, now thank you. Honestly, we've been asking about the manager status, so that was helpful. But, like, to insult her like that, like, what was... It was infuriating in that sense, too, of, like, Lisa always will defend her boys. She defended Max and Brett, and they don't have a racist bone in their body. But then Bravo fired them for being racist. Like, it's just, you know, but I bet they're actually probably still employed at TomTom and Sir.
That would be very interesting to know that. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll find out when it opens.
Yeah.
Are any of those restaurants open? Like, are some of them outdoor?
So LA is starting to open up, like, a little bit. I haven't been there in a bit, so I don't fully know, but I do know in Orange County that restaurants are opening and then immediately closing due to COVID, because down here they make fun of you for wearing a mask. Then we walked by, my mom and I were on a walk the other week, and we're like, wow, that restaurant is so crowded. Like, there's no way they're following protocol. Last weekend, we then drove by it again, and it was closed in the middle of the day. Looked it up. 6 employees have COVID.
Oh, God.
So it's just, you know, it's... I think things, like, need to be opening up a lot slower. We just don't know. But you know what? I don't work for the CDC, and I feel like it's in good people's hands, and I hope that, you know, those people will make the good decisions and not listen to me for my good decisions. did you like seeing Brock and Rand?
I liked Brock, Rand, and even Ken coming out at the end. And I don't know if I've actually... It was Brock's 30th birthday this week. But I don't really know if I've actually ever heard his voice And whoa, hubba hubba.
Whoa, Mary. He's 30 though. You like much older.
I'd pull that hair.
Okay. I also was looking at the size of his head compared to Sheena's, and it's at least double the size.
I hope that, like, this is her fairy tale ending. Yeah. And she seems happy.
Yeah, I agree. Again, and Sheena can come back next season.
I hope we see another crop top wedding.
Ugh, would love. Would love. But don't invite any of the racists. So, I don't know who that leaves you with on that cast. But.
Oh, God. Okay.
I also love, too, when James was like, Dana was telling, she's like, when I was 22, and James like, she's 22?
Raquel's like, no, babe.
And it just, you know, it's so funny because at the end it's like, Kristen, do you miss your friendship with Stassi and Chris and Katie? Katie, who didn't speak at all during this whole thing. Like, and now it's like Stassi and Kristen are besties again.
Can you buy, so someone actually, this girl was like, I have a bottle of Witches of WeHo. I think it's out of stock now. Like, we have to do a taste test. I was like, oh, okay. So I'm going to do that sometime soon. But I'm like, yeah, I wonder if it's, like, gone. Do you like, can you buy it anymore? But then I was like, maybe they'd try to pick that back up because so many other things have dropped them.
Not sure that's the first venture they should be going with, but whatever. You know, who am I? I didn't think that she should have announced her pregnancy as soon as she did either. So, you know, do whatever this PR team tells you to do. They seem like good people. Okay, shall we move on?
Below deck. So, no surprise, Lara, Lana, Lana, Luna, Tick is gone.
Here's something that somebody posted in the Facebook group that I thought was a really interesting thing. So it sounded like when the charter was over and Lara and Hannah and Sandy all sat down that things were okay, right? Like they figured it out, whatever. They started working towards like the next charter. And then did something happen with Peter while they were out?
Oh, like she felt uncomfortable
and then she and felt left. Uncomfortable and left.
No, she okay. seems like someone that could really, like, if he did something she didn't like, she'd be like, don't touch me. She would light that
Who
fire.
Who knows? Yeah. And
I think she could stand her own.
I just thought that it was an interesting theory in the sense of, like, where she just was like, because even when he was, like, trying to push his way into the room where he's like, I just want to give her a good night hug. And is it Jessica or Jennifer? I can never remember what the other Sue's name is.
I don't know. I'm not good with names.
And she was, like, really literally naked, like, changing. And he was like, oh, sorry. It was like, you can't come in here.
So they're literally going to edit him out as much as they can.
So I don't know how I feel. Here's why I say this. Because, so this season, I think I mentioned this before. They did this on RuPaul's Drag Race. And what it did to the whole season was, like, kind of messed up storylines. And so a lot of the queens that, like, had interactions with her, like, weren't as, they didn't get to be, like, as developed as they might have been because they were trying to, like, limit everything. And so sometimes I don't know how it feels in the competition aspect, it'd be harder to, like, edit because, like, we're doing that. So maybe in this regard, it's different. Maybe he gets fired, too.
I don't think he gets fired. I think they're like, oh, shit, we need to go and fix a lot of different things. Like,
yeah,
he's just going to be background noise.
I mean, it's fine because I felt like he was shooting daggers at Malia when Sandy was saying, like, we're not your friend. Like, I'm not your sweetie. I'm your boss. Like, that thing. And, like, the other deckhands are like, yeah, okay. And I felt like he was like, Malia, I'm going to take you out.
I think
not Malia on a date either.
I think Malia has done such a good job as a manager. Like, been like, no, boys, you respect me. It's how I do it. I'm your boss. Like, there is a hierarchy. And
yeah, I think she's doing a really good job. I agree.
I love how she bosses these boys around.
Now, who do you think is the person coming as second stew?
It's Bugsy, right?
Okay. Yes. Did we say this last week? Honestly, I can't remember what I did yesterday, so I'm not sure
it's Bugsy, and I think it's also really interesting because have we ever actually seen Hannah in a relationship while she's filming?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
So I think we're getting such a different Hannah because it's like she's not getting caught up in, like, she was obviously, like, talking a lot to Kiko and they were, you know, talking about their relationships and, like, you know, bitching about Lara, Lana, Lunatic. I don't know her name. And I just thought it was, like, it's kind of interesting to see her where she's more focused than she's ever been because she's not, like, trying to, like, hook up with someone on her nights off.
Yeah, like, she just has different priorities now.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But I agree. I don't need Hannah on the show, though. I'm kind of glad that she's now, like,
with child.
With child, and I just feel like she's in a different place now. And it's also interesting, too, because it's, like, back-to-back seasons of Below Deck where we're losing the first, the Chief Stew. Like, Kate left last season of Below Deck. Hannah's going to be leaving after this season.
Maybe they're bringing back Bugsy so that Bugsy can be the Chief Stew.
Maybe.
Like, transition that in. Also, I saw the sun, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sun. Ace of Base, the drummer, was it?
Yeah, no, I got it. Oh. I was just really letting you go. Like, she had the hand going and everything where it was, like, lifting up based on the
note. No one's going to drag you up. And then
bring you into the night.
Where you belong. Yep. And where do you belong? Dun, dun, dun. Oh, my God. So many talent show performances in my living room in front of the fireplace for that song. Woo!
Please continue. Like, I'm loving these stories.
No, come on. Everyone did talent shows at their house for their siblings or dolls.
Or whoever would watch.
Oh, we used to like roller skate or rollerblade in our garage and pretend like it was an ice skating rink and we were in the Olympics. You know, stuff like that. And then like when we were getting a pool put in. So they like dug it out and then they like cemented it. And that was like the best because we played Baywatch with no water. And that was really fun.
Did you do the slow-mo running?
Oh yeah. We'd do everything and be like, hey, and like have a whistle and be like, oh no, she fell in. Like you got to grab her. And then you'd like.
With no water?
No water.
Oh.
I think we had more fun when the pool didn't have water in it, like playing all these games and like skateboarding and just doing.
You were skateboarding in the pool area, like dropping in?
We had everything. We had skip it, bop it, polo sticks, pogo stick. I mean, we had like every, like, someone was playing, remember grip ball?
Is that the like handles with the Velcro and the ball with
yes.
sticks?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to get that for this summer. I'm going to get that. Remind me.
Write yourself a note. I'm going to write it for you right now. Grip ball. I didn't even know what it was called, to be honest.
I think it'd be really fun. I saw someone playing in the park the other day. I was like, ah, 90s.
It's perfect for social distancing. A social distance throw.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else about Below? I thought it was really weird that she, like, had the night out, and then she was like, actually, bye. It was like, she just really wanted to screw them, like, not give them even a second to find someone new.
Yeah, I felt they were very stressed out with, I mean, and then when they hired the musicians, and Hannah's like, whoops, forgot about them.
that is so something I would do.
Uh-huh.
So something I would do.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. Like, I plan out an entire thing and have everything ready to go.
Yeah.
But, like, don't get the execution.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I got to be honest, though. I'm not, like, 100 into this season.
Oh, I am. It's, like, mindless. I think Alex is cute. I think Hot Jesus is cute. I think I like Malia. I like Sandy. I'm happy.
happy wife, happy life. Mm-hmm. Not that you're a wife, but, you know, just there we are.
Definitely not a wife.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, shall we move on?
Guys, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Episode 1. This came out October 14th, 2010. This is 10 years ago.
This is wild. So for those of you that want to watch, it's Hulu in America. And then we were told internationally that Season 1 and 2 are on Netflix if you live outside of U.S. So you can sit there and binge it. And honestly, I have to say, it was hard for me not to start Episode 2. Like, Episode 1 was just so fun. It was like the things that we love about Beverly Hills, like real estate, like money,
the glamour, the money, the
like Lisa and Adrian living across the street from each other. It's actually funny because Kyle and Kim are kind of like the poor ones, and yes, like Taylor is too, but there's still like this level of glam that they give us, and like this backstory of like being actors and kind of like what that Beverly Hills life is that you are always wondering about. Like,
I don't remember Taylor. She seemed like very eloquent and smart and intelligent to me this first episode. I was like, I remember you very differently. So it will be interesting as we watch it again and she can't find Kennedy when she's with Kyle because she was drinking too much. You know.
Well, but, yeah. It's also interesting too because she talked about, so it's like, it's knowing what we know now and then you like go back. Should we do the taglines too?
Yes.
Okay. So would you like to start or would you like me to start?
I don't care.
Okay.
Say who you want to be.
I don't want to be LVP, but I also did really enjoy LVP in this episode. In Beverly Hills, it's who you know, and I know everyone. Horrible accent. I know. Sorry. Here we are.
Camille, it's time for me to come out of my husband's shadow and shine. You guys, I was like doing
it. Yeah, like, she's weird, like her MTV grind dance. Yeah. Kyle, in a town full of phonies, I'm not afraid to be me.
Kim, I was a child star, but now my most important role is being a mother.
Taylor, it may look like I have it all, but I want more.
Adrian, money is what I have, not who I am.
I mean, listen, these are the first.
I loved Adrian and Paul, the Bickersons.
Yes.
I loved, like, Kyle and Kid's dynamic. They were so raw and, like
Kyle's storyline, like, has not changed from season one to this season. Like, Kyle. Explain that. Kyle is, she's very busy. She has to take care of four kids too, Kim. And, like, she's busy. She's also in this episode one talking about Halloween. What are we talking about this season two? Kyle's starring in Halloween just with bangs. Like, Kyle's literally like, it hasn't changed. But here's what has changed. Both her and Mauricio's faces.
Okay, Mauricio looked so much like
John Turturro.
Like, I was like,
what did wait. He do? What has he done different? I thought maybe he got new teeth, maybe a new nose. Did they do a two-for-one nose job? Because Kyle for sure has had a nose job from this season to now.
I think it's that his hair is, like, less curly. And maybe he just, like, he's aged well.
Yeah, almost like maybe he has a little extra, like, weight to him.
Definitely. Well, the Richards sisters looked, like, super tiny.
And they, well, it's also funny, too, because, like, Kyle's really short. And she was, like, towering over Kim.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. My mom also said, make sure you mention, too, how interesting it is that it revolves so much around the families and the husbands this season. And now they don't really do that as much.
No, I thought they like actually have confessionals.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ken had a confessional. Mauricio had a confessional. Paul did.
Kelsey Grammer did too.
Yeah, Kelsey. I mean, I actually had forgotten about that as well. Okay, let's get into it. We start out the episode and it's Lisa Vanderpump in her ginormous mansion. I like this house more than Villa.
So much more.
The villa that Villa she's Rosa.
Now. Villa Rosa is just so cold compared to this house.
There's something like, I mean, the one now, like the backyard, I think is better and it feels.
Mm-hmm. But this inside, is like the interior of the actual home just feels like very like mausoleum style.
Yeah. Okay, so she's feeding Jiggy. She's talking about how she's been married 21 years, and she's like, oh, my husband.
Married at 21.
Oh, sorry. Correct. And she's like, my husband calls me a sex object because every time he asks for sex, I object. And I only say Christmas and birthdays, and my birthday is another day off.
But, like, when we were introduced to her, come on, like, how likable is LVP? Like, she's...
That was very charming. And also, like, I love how she's, like, was very, like, oh, when Adrian Maloof invites you somewhere, you always say yes. Like, mm-hmm. She was all about, like, she has clearly tons of money. But, yeah. Like, she was into, you know, her friends having money and, like, enjoying the lifestyle. It wasn't all about, like,
social climbing to get it myself. Or something. Yeah. I felt like Ramona, like, there was a difference of, like, Ramona where she's, like, and Adrian invites you, you go. But, like, right. for this, like, Lisa's like, no, like, you just take the experience because Lisa's like, I'm never going to own the Sacramento Kings, nor am I going to fly private to a game. Like, Lisa's probably, that was probably the first and only time Lisa's ever been to Sacramento. Did she go with Brandy ever? Brandy's from Sacramento. Oh. Maybe, I don't think so.
They went to the Citizen Hotel, which I went there in September. I stayed there for a wedding. I was, like, laughing. I was like, oh, God. I've been there too.
But I thought, and then we were introduced to Cedric, who has also slowly been coming out now since they've been released the first seasons on Netflix internationally. And Cedric has then now, he's been posting emails where it's like, oh, basically Lisa Vanderpump like scripted this out, like this scene out. And it's like, Cedric, what new information are you releasing?
Where does he live now? In London?
I think he's back in England. But I could be wrong.
Their permanent house guest.
Spoiler alert, though, he's not now.
But this was such a weird thing because basically, like, he completely leached on, and Ken was like, "I hope he's gay." And it's like,
so he worked the front door at one of their clubs, and then somehow like pushed his way into their family life, and then it sounds, but this sounds like it was a club in London. So somehow he found his way to come across the. Like into America with them. I'm not really sure. I would love actually more information on that, but not from Cedric.
No, I think he literally was like, oh, they're going to the States. Like, better get a plane ticket and be like, oh, Lisa, I'm coming to visit. Just, I'm never going to not visit.
He's like, I'm coming to visit and then stay forever.
Yes.
I mean, the house seems big enough that he could literally be there and they wouldn't even know.
Keep her company, be her chauffeur.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, interesting. He's an armpit shaver.
Oh, I did not notice that. And they were doing weights. He also had the confessional and was wearing his shirt open down to his belly button. I think mm-hmm. it was like a purple yep. top, some layered necklaces.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I was like, mm-hmm. that's a look. And then did you borrow that from Lisa or yeah, Ken?
That looks like a very Lisa shirt, to be honest. And then I love what they did was that they basically were like, okay, here's a camera facing Lisa's house. And then they're like, and like go across the street to Adrian's house. So we go in. Now, I was also wondering, because I didn't know that Beverly Hills had a gated area. And I was wondering if it was Bel Air. I don't know a lot about their first house. I can't remember. But she had said that they lived in a gated area in Beverly Hills. And I don't know where that is. I'll also never be invited. I'll never be invited there. But so then we meet Adrian.
I love that they were literally neighbors. Like,
mm-hmm. Don't you remember there's one episode where like the limo picks up one of yeah. them and they're like, I'm not walking. You need to have that limo come over here and pick me up. Like, it's so good. But what's also really interesting too is like, right, Kyle's. It was always said that Kyle was, like, the one that put this cast together. And you'd think Kyle would be the first person that we meet on this show. And she's, like, the last.
Well, because it's, like, they wanted this show to be high-end luxury. And mm-hmm. it's, like, okay, like, I think Adrienne Maloof has more money than LVP. Like, yeah. She's like Sacramento Kings, Palms Casino, which was heavily the MTV Real World Las Vegas was in the Palms. They have a skateboard thing, a music thing. But I also like how Adrienne's like, you know, we're super hard workers. That's what my father instilled in us. Like, I love that about her. I love.
They also have like a distillery or something in New Mexico because I was randomly in Albuquerque and it said something like Maloof on it. I was like, oh, haha, like Adrienne Maloof. My cab driver was like, yeah, exactly, the Maloofs. Like, oh, okay. So what just is adding.
It? She wasn't she starting the heels Maloof Hoof?
I think that was what.
Vanderpump
might have made fun of and said that, but
in the reunion or something.
Yeah. But yeah, and so Paul and her keep everything separate. They very much seem like a marriage of convenience, but like also there's definitely love.
No, I don't know if there was
not. You don't think so? Oh, I thought they had like a, not in love, but like a love for each other in the sense of like partnership.
I think they're already at the point where they weren't sleeping together and that was, yeah, there was like.
Like I thought, so what I found interesting is I also thought that he is a plastic surgeon. I wonder if, like, he once did Adrienne some work on Adrienne or something, and then that's, like, how they got together, and she basically was like, I can build your business for you. Like, I feel like there's something there, because when he was doing Taylor's fillers, which were very frightening to watch, she's like, yeah, this is the second time he's done this.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like they don't need any more money. I think they're just like both type A and happy to work.
Yeah.
And they probably were, you know, had a love at some point, but right now it just seems like they're co-parenting and being partners. I mean, he literally tried to kiss her and she was like, "No."
She's well, like, "No, you're Republican." Sweating.
No, it was because he was sweaty, because he was working out. And her flipping her son over, I was dead. I was like, she did it like 15 times. It was so good. No, yeah, I love seeing that side. She was like the Democrat and went to see Obama. And he's like, I'm not a part of that. I'm a Republican. Like, they definitely had different values.
I don't think they would I don't think they would mention that today.
No, we never talk politics.
We never. So I thought it was interesting to introduce that we saw that in the first episode, too. Also, Adrienne was the first, like, where she put the tinsel in her hair.
Yes!
She loved that look. Just, like, one random tinsel piece in the hair. That was, like, her favorite extension look.
Even, like, their giant purses. I'm like, what are in those bags now? Like, I'm such a minimalist. Like, I do a cross bag thing, and I literally have my phone and my keys and my sunglasses, and that's like all I take.
No credit cards. Pay for me, bitch.
No, I have the credit cards on the back of my phone.
No, I'm kidding.
I just don't like to care. I'm like, what are in those bags? They're just huge.
Well, and then they're maybe all a dog. Wearing.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And then they're all wearing like flare jeans and giant high heels. It's just. God, 2010, the looks.
Yeah, so Adrienne then basically introduces us to Taylor at a coffee shop, and Taylor gets a 3-shot latte, and I'm like, okay.
Damn, girl.
Like, Taylor is definitely a coffee and cigarette girl.
That is not Oklahoma of you.
Uh-huh. And then she's like, yes, Adrienne is the godmother of Kennedy. And I'm like, I wonder if they're still friends today.
I thought the same thing, and then I also was, like, very strategic, very smart. You're always going to get good gifts from Kennedy as the godmother.
Uh-huh. Yep. You other way around, right? Kennedy will get the godmother.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I always thought that was, like, really, like, oh, okay. Interesting that Adrienne, because they've only known each other for 3 years.
And then, like, Taylor very much plays this part, like, I got to look good for my husband because, you know, I'm afraid he's going to leave me for a 20-year-old. And it's, like, so weird watching this back because you're like, no, he's abusive. And you know that he's committed suicide. And it's just kind of bizarre.
Yeah. And it was also, we also see a scene of her. It's like this B-roll scene while she's kind of like talking over it. And it's her like parking on Rodeo. And she gets out in like a tight little dress and like 5-inch heels. And we just basically watch her go to a window and stare. And then walk down and then stare. And it's like, Taylor, you're poor. We got it. Like, you're not buying anything. And also, it just made me think too of like, oh my gosh, like, I wish I could be somebody who walks around in tight little dresses and like big, big heels. Like, I wish that that could be me, but that will never be me.
Nah. Actually, I don't want to wear heels. I want to wear sneakers all day long.
I know. But now Taylor lives in Corona Del Mar, too. And I'm like, I bet Taylor goes to the Quiet Woman all the time.
I completely agree with that.
Like, I feel the Quiet Woman is in Corona Del Mar. I drove by it this weekend. I was like, ah, it's like not my fucking play. And I just thought like, oh, I wish it was like open so I could just like pull over and like go in there and like maybe like run into Taylor. I feel like.
This summer, maybe.
Do you think she's friends with a lot of the OC housewives? Like, I could see her being friends with Shannon.
I could see her being friends with Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Vicky wouldn't like her.
No.
Maybe she would because there's an OG connection, but I don't think she would.
Anyways. No, but it was just, it was pretty interesting. Like, and she also was like, I am trying to work again. Like, she's trying to protect herself. Like, it was almost, she was already trying to get out of this marriage. And she says, the marriage is 80% business and 20% romance. Like, you can already tell this marriage is crumbling.
Well, it's like, I feel like she also very much hates him, but knows he pays the bill. Because when he was like, so how's your little business going? She's like, don't call my business little.
I mean, she was very much trapped.
And then she was like, so I read in the trades that you've donated $10 million to...
Not donated.
Sorry, invested. Yeah. You've invested $10 million. Very different. Yeah, you've invested $10 million in this woman's like production company. He's like, yep. And I'm like, he doesn't have $10 million.
No, absolutely not.
He definitely does not. Okay, so then we go over to Camille, and we get to watch Camille dancing, where she tells us, I'm Camille, and I was a dancer on MTV Grind, but now I'm saving Kelsey Grammer's life.
That was like a weird comment.
Well, so he was like, I think he was like an open alcoholic, like almost, literally almost died, and she like, very much like really did take care of him, of like getting him help and... Okay. All of that. I mean, she had to make sure he put underwear on the set of Frasier.
That's so true. She was such a, you know, do you think any of her four nannies helped her with that? Ashton, Allison, Serena, or Michelle?
Listen, if you got the money, do what you need to. It very much, I mean, it's like her kids love her. And I think, hey, if you got four, do what you gotta.
Do what you gotta do.
I would love a nanny for myself right now. I guess it's a personal assistant, whatever. But I'd rather call her my nanny.
I was just like, her starting out with the dance, and she's like, it's just like how I express myself. This is my freedom, and like people think they know me, but they don't.
And she's like, and not to sound rude, but like Kelsey and I fly private all the time, and now we're trying to be commercial to be more green. Like everything, like she was just, I was, so again, talking with my mom, I like had her watch it with me, and she was like, little did we all know that she was just really, like, peacocking there, but their marriage was already in trouble. I'm like, no, like, it happened in the middle of the season. She's like, oh, no. You could see it here. It was over. I could tell Kelsey, well, Kelsey was so ready for her to do that so he could go fuck around in New York. It's like, Mom.
Yeah, such insight. He was like, later, I'm headed to New York for the year.
Did you like when he said, give me the shirts that make me look gay?
I knew that would never fly now.
Like, I was like... What are those shirts? Like, I'd love to see those shirts, Kelsey. And it's all, and she's like, he's like, yeah, she's taking a backseat to my life. It's time for her to have some attention now. He's like, because again, I want to go have sex with the flight attendant I'm going to marry after.
And doesn't he get tattooed on, like, above his, like, penis? Like,
Okay, thank you for saying that, because I thought that he did, like, I think her name's Kate.
Yes.
And I remember, and I had that thought, and then I was like, that is gross if that's not a real thing, but I'm too afraid to look it up, because what would I Google? Kelsey Grammer dick tattoo? What would you Google?
I believe it says, like, property of Kate or something.
Now I feel like, okay, I'm going to take him for the team.
Yeah, just do it. Just do it.
I'm going to take him for the team. Please erase my history if anything happens to me. I'll give you my password for everything. Kelsey Grammer dick tattoo.
Why do we both know about this? That's the sadder part.
It really is. And literally this
article. Wait, also, going back to that comment, is like, if he was still taking private, he would have never met this woman.
Oh. Oh, is that how they met? Was on, she was his flight attendant?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
Why? I might be making that up.
No, I mean, it could be. I just, you know, when I hear stories about people like, oh yeah, she was a flight attendant and I met her and now we're going on a date. I'm like, what? Who talks to people for that long? I need to start dressing better.
Maybe you do.
That's all. Sorry, I had to, my Google has been crashing on me, so now I need to look it up.
Okay, I'm going to keep going because, so then we are introduced to Kim Richards, the single mom, and it's very much like, I was a child actress. I, you know, didn't grow up like everybody. And now basically her entire life revolves around her kids because she doesn't want to be alone.
She's like, talking about Kim, yes.
She's like, I was quite famous.
I was like, is this where she tells us about her in Paris and her being the original icon? And then watching her just like, and then they were like, hey, Kim. And Paris was like, who are you? I'm Paris. And I was like, okay, Kim, I'm worried you're going to hyperventilate telling us this story and we get it.
You get it. You know what? She didn't go to school. She didn't get on the school bus. She wasn't in the Girl Scouts. She was the Disney girl. And you can tell based on her social interactions with people because she felt real uncomfortable at the Kingsway game, which I actually did feel like Taylor was boxing her out a little bit.
But also, why wouldn't Kyle like set her up? Why wouldn't Kyle make sure to sit next to her sister? Like, she sat literally as far away from Kim as she could.
Because she didn't want to babysit her the whole time. Also, because Kim was drinking. Kim is drinking champagne on the plane.
Okay, thank you. I was wondering if you were going to notice that, too.
I'm positive she did. And I feel like when you know someone shouldn't be drinking and then you see them start drinking, you're just like, get so grossed out and like,
so you think she was distancing herself on purpose?
She is like, I don't want to be a part of this right now. Yeah. Even though she feels the responsibility because she told her mom before she died that she'd take care of Kim. And Kim doesn't have good girlfriends. And she has, you know,
issues. I feel bad for Kim because it was very much like the same thing, right? Like, you do feel bad because she didn't have a childhood. So she probably really doesn't know how to interact with people. Like, mm-hmm. And then Kyle was actually lucky in the sense of being the younger one because she was able to kind of see what was going on and be able to like the younger child always, right? Like, usually has it better because they just, it's the parents, like, you know, it's not their first kid where they're like kind of making mistakes and whatnot and figuring it all out, right? Like, by the third or the fourth, like, you got it. Like, you're not worried about spilling Purell over everybody to make sure that they're clean touching your kid. Like, I just feel like Kyle had it so much easier and that she seemed like, Kim clearly has a lot of issues, right? Like, we know that, but I also think that Kyle isn't as forgiving as she should be because she doesn't fully understand it.
I think Kyle is also like full, like, sick of her shit because she's done the same shit over and over and it's a cycle and it's like Kyle's always picking up the pieces.
I wonder if Kyle could be on this show without, if neither of her sisters were involved. Because originally, too, Kathy was supposed to be on the show. Right. And at the time, they were also going to do a reality show about Kathy's, like, immediate family with, like, Paris and whatever. And that seemed to not take off. So she had declined Beverly Hills, like, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But I'm curious if Kyle would have been on the show if Kim wasn't on it. Like, because Kim is more known than Kyle was.
Right. I'm glad that Kathy wasn't because then it would have been too much of a family. Jersey. Like, exactly.
Yeah.
But then I love, like, Kim's like, well, you know, I might just have another baby. And Kyle's like, dear God, like, first you need a husband.
Yeah, which, no, you don't. But also, it's also like, remember the Bull Mastiff that she dates in later seasons and she thinks she's pregnant there, too?
I'm scared for the dark path that we're about to take on this journey. The dark path of Taylor Armstrong and Kim Richards. I mean, alcohol abuse, drug abuse, husbands dying. I mean, there's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, it's also interesting, too, because it was like watching where Kyle's like, Kim's has bad spending. Like, she wants basically a 5-bedroom house for these kids who aren't permanently living with her. Like, what's she going to do? And now all of a sudden,
but
like,
I think she really does need, you know, Kyle to be honest with her. I think Kyle's being a good sister and saying, your kids are 23. They're at their boyfriends. Like, you do not need space for everyone. And you don't need space for everyone because you can't afford the space that you want.
Yeah.
She's delusional. She's living beyond her means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's why the Target
incident.
She stole
my goddamn house.
Okay, also baby Portia, though.
Oh, so cute.
She was so cute. Like, just her staring into the camera, like, it was just, it really cracked me up.
I love the part where, like, Kyle's like, I didn't have a normal childhood. I drove myself to work at 13.
I mean, I was driving at 14. So.
What? 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 Tell us more.
My mom will kill me for telling this story. But so my mom had, like, she had to have stomach surgery when I was, like, 14. And so they told her you cannot drive a car. Well, there was no Ubers then. And, like, this is, like, 20 years ago. There were no Ubers. Like, taxis, like, you're not going to pay for that. So she taught me how to drive. And so then I would drive her around. And then when she started, she would travel for work a lot. So I would just take her car and drive it to school. Or, like, I'd pick my friends up. We'd go, like, why? And I was pulled over once.
When you were 14?
When I was 15. And I was driving some people. I was pulled over. I was like, I don't think the lights are on your car. And they're like, yeah, they are. And then they pulled up. And they're like, oh, no, it's not. And as soon as I did, I was like, rear, rear. Like, I made someone switch seats with me. This is so ridiculous. Like,
oh, and you got out of it?
Yeah, because I switched seats with someone that was in the front seat that was like 16 and could drive.
Oh,
should I not have said this out loud?
No, you're fine.
This is bad. But it was just like,
no, what do you think they're going to do? Go back. People, what do you think they're going to do? Go back in time and like
get Bravo is retroactively firing people. I don't know. I don't know, Mary. But yeah, I would be like, I'd be driving at like 14 and 15 because my school is like a mile away and I don't want to walk. So I drive. That's not a good thing, but that's like the worst thing I've done in my life.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah. I'm okay. Right, guys?
That's
sure
funny.
Me I'm okay.
That's yeah. funny.
So when Kyle said that, I was like, I can relate. My mom was like, shut up. And then I was like, hold on. I'm going to just tell it on our podcast. Okay. So we go. We're on this trip to Sacramento. Why did Lisa have to bring Jiggy, though? And Jiggy has so much hair. He doesn't have alopecia yet.
This is like, I feel like Taylor said it best, like, she know the perfect accessory for Beverly Hills girls, like their little animal. This is very like the Paris Hilton days and like the 2004s where it was like, I feel like people are more, not as flashy anymore. Like before it was all like, you have to have your 7 jeans and the labels to show like
that's 7
you have
jeans.
Money, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like it's, or like, you know, they had the Louboutins with the red backs. So, like, you can tell, like, I have money.
Yeah.
But I feel like now people, like, you just wear a t-shirt and jeans and it doesn't matter where it's from.
Yeah, or it could be a $150 white t-shirt, you know?
There's that, too.
Yeah.
Like, have I spent $90 on a splendid t-shirt before? Yeah.
Wow.
Probably.
Is it the best shirt you've ever owned?
No. I don't even know where it is, you know? Like, it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, I just the whole thing was, like, it kind of cracked me up because it was this inside look of, like, I think if we had gone to the Staples Center, it would have been more fun because I feel like, again, Sacramento just – it was, like, Beverly Hills, and then we went to Sacramento in the first episode. But it was cool. Like, but then I was wondering, who were the other people on this chartered plane? Because there were a bunch of men in it. So are they do they work for the Maloofs? Or was it one of those, like, Jet SuiteX where, like, they just put a bunch of people on a private plane?
No, I think they knew everyone in the plane. In the plane, you know, Kyle brought the Zohar, she was so – always been nervous to fly.
So dramatic, Kyle.
She's always been like that, though. And she still is.
And I think it's also still just, like, a front. I said it.
Oh,
I said what I said.
Well, even like Maurice and her talking, and she's like, how about for every $1,000 you spend on a shopping spree, I get to play 1 hour of golf?
And I just like, feel like that's
you
a
didn't
lie.
You didn't have that money yet.
No.
Maurice, you're wearing a peace shirt. His shirt said peace. P-E-A-C-E.
And not that their house isn't lovely, because they have a lovely house, but when you compare it to like Adrian's and Lisa's, this looked like this was Gina's casita.
Absolutely. You know,
like it just was like, okay. And then it always makes me laugh too, because it's like Kyle actually is very similar to Kim, because Kim is like, I need to take care of my kids who range from 15 to 23. So it's like, okay. And then Kyle now is like, I have four kids. And it's like, yeah, three of them are over 21. Like you, and right. You got Portia, you know, like it's very similar of like, I'm a mom. Congrats. We're happy for you.
We got it. We got it.
Yeah. Like you have and a house, you have a husband, you have kids, you know where you're going to live.
That was kind of like, that was kind of a sad scene because I could just like feel the frustrations in the sisters. Like, you know, cause Kyle's like, no, I'm taking my time out of my day. I have a 1 year old. Like I have three other kids. Like I feel like I'm, this is why I've always been team Kyle, I guess, because I think, you know, she's trying to lead Kim in the right direction and Kim's just going to do what she's going to do because she's an adult and she's not making the right choices for herself. And you just have to sit there and watch it. I did like watching, you know, Camille show off, like dancing around with the mascot, playing b-ball in her heels. And like, you can already tell like the girls are just kind of jealous of Camille. And Camille says that she got a surrogate and they're making it sound like she got a surrogate, like to keep her body. But I don't know if it's like she couldn't have kids or what.
She had something like this probably isn't exactly it, but I could have sworn there was something with irritable bowel syndrome. I don't know why that's, again, I could be making this up and I've made up apparently a lot of the grammar stuff that's like happening, but I thought there was a reason why she couldn't. And it just is so funny because it's, again, like we're watching this from 10 years ago and it's like, if you said that to somebody now about them getting a surrogate, like, you would be chastised, like, because it's just, we don't know other women. Like, when Kyle was like, I know other women who have been dying to get pregnant. And that's Camille what used it, a surrogate. And it was like, okay.
But that's what made it seem like she could have.
But what does it matter, though, if she could or could not and she didn't want to?
I don't know.
Yeah, I just, it was very judgmental. As someone who's judgy, I felt very judged. Not that I'm doing that, but just I felt that was judgy. You know?
Well, Kyle says that Kim is a little bit more judgmental than her. Oh. Because then it all comes back to, like, it's like Kim didn't fit in with the girls and she wasn't even trying. And yeah. And Lisa says, like, well, maybe she went back to Witch Mountain.
Ba-da-tsh.
And then Taylor's like, I wasn't in the mood to climb up her wall.
Well, because Taylor is the social climber of the group. And she's like, oh, yeah, Kim's got nothing for me. I need to be with LVP Kyle. Right. And she's like, she could read them. Like, okay, Kyle's not the rich one, but she's connected to everyone. So I need Kyle because Kyle's the connector. I'll make Adrian Kennedy's godmother. Excuse me. She's got the most money. And then I'm going to get around to LVP, but LVP's not going to like me. If you can't be my friend, just please don't be my enemy.
You guys, it was so much fun to watch this. It was very, very refreshing. And I look forward to watching more of season one. It was what I needed to come back in my life.
You feel good about it?
It gave me like a good Bravo juju.
Yeah.
It replenished me. I was like, this was so raw, natural, organic, and you got to like see the real fights between the sisters and got to see that real money. And
well, because this was either the third or fourth franchise, right? Like it started with Orange County, then we had New York, and then I want to say that Beverly Hills and Atlanta and Jersey were all kind of around the same time. So there wasn't like the housewife handbook to learn from yet, right? Like they all kind of came around at the same time. And so now they're just so much more reserved and not as vulnerable. But like in this season, like we literally watched the downfall of Camille and her marriage. Like we watched the downfall of the relationship between Kim and Kyle. Like they would never say that.
I cannot wait to watch the last episode, the limo scene.
Oh God. I mean, I can and cannot. Like, yeah. If I look at, again, if we look at them as characters, I'm like, oh, I'm ready for it. But knowing the real life.
I felt like the story was faster. Like, we saw a lot in this episode, which I enjoyed.
Yeah, we did. And I'm excited to keep going.
I am too. And we will come with you. We'll post something next week of what we're going to review.
Yeah, if you guys have any suggestions, let us know.
We're open. We could just do episode 2 of Beverly Hills. It was super fun to watch. Or we're down for anything.
Yeah. Maybe we'll put up some polls of what and you guys can kind of vote on it, and we'll decide what we should do.
Okay, everyone, have a great week. Keep on wearing those masks when you're outside in stores, and stay safe, and love you all.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.